Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bitch about. You gotta put it in the
Hey, this is Skitty Walk broadcasting live from the So-So Deaf Beach Party. One time for your mind and don't stop. I'm gonna tell you like this.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I just wish my brothers were alive to see this. Because I had a brother killed in the war, another brother prisoner in Germany for 21 months. And they love the Cubs. They're all dead now.
Great moments are born from great opportunities. That's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you earned here tonight. One game. If we play them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight.
And now,
I can't believe the show ever made it on the air. It has all the ingredients of failure.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 29th of June. Hey, kids.
Hey, Bean.
I was thinking about how much more exciting and exotic Chip's life is than mine.
Well, I mean, everyone's is, really, compared to yours.
Well, technically that you guys go out and do more stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, just like last night, as a spotlight, you know, I watched the news, although I sure miss Scott Pelley, man.
Oh, man.
Sure miss Scott
Pelley. He has left a huge hole in my heart.
Same.
So I watch the news. It's Anthony Mason. He's a dick, right?
Right? Hate okay. him.
And
can't
then,
even trust him.
Then I watched a little Carmichael show, and then went to bed. That was my evening. Meanwhile, Chip...
What time did the Carmichael show end?
Well, this was not live. This was the last
recorded
week's episode.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was probably about 8:15.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Maybe something like that. So then I...
Late night for you.
Headed up to bed. Well, the wife was out, so. And then I thought, Chip is in an hour. I'm already in bed, and that was an hour before Chip was going on stage and melting people's faces off with her high-powered rock and roll.
Right.
And I was thinking, what a difference.
Right. Yeah. This is the first time you've noticed that?
It might have been.
Because Chip's in a band.
It has been for years. I know that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it was a stark contrast to the kinds of evenings that we had. That's all.
Right.
So, I mean, look.
But as a band, Chip, you guys watch the news and then the Carmichael show, correct?
We went to bed.
Yeah. It's just what they do. So it's kind of similar.
But it sounds like it was fun, Chip.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You mean playing in your band that you love, which is your passion, was fun last night?
That's the impression I'm getting. Yeah.
Wow. Scott, you're really hitting this home.
What? I got a lot of hot takes. And I was also thinking about this. Look, I don't know. I don't want to speak for Chip. I don't know what your plans are, what your hopes and dreams are. I would imagine that your hope is you'd like to make a living playing music. That's probably is that your end goal, would you say?
I mean, that'd be nice, but you know how this industry works. It's just, if it happens, cool, but I just like to play.
You just like to play, right?
Yeah.
But every band that we know and love, whether it's No Doubt or Metallica or Coldplay, whoever it is, has people that worked day jobs with those people who were off doing their band thing at night and had no idea what it would turn into.
Right.
You just never know how it's going to go. I guess the smart thing is to just do it for the love of playing music, not for, hey, we got to make a record, or hey, we got to be successful, or hey, we got to be on the charts or whatever, you know?
Dude, they're going to play this during your True Hollywood Story, Chip.
That'd be great.
It's going to be amazing.
And then she turned to heroin.
Yeah.
Like I did already.
I'm just saying it's very exciting, that's all. And Chip Band's okay. Really good, by the way.
I agree.
Well Hung Hard. If folks haven't heard it, they should definitely check it out. It's a really, really good band. So, all right. Well, I guess I shouldn't share my thoughts then, right?
Well, I mean, not all.
Yeah, be selective. If you want to run them by me before we get on air, I'm good.
Maybe write a post-it or send it over, you know, something. Fax.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a lot of thoughts, and not all of them need to be spoken out loud.
I do have a lot of thoughts.
Right.
I have been accused of not only talking, but thinking too much. Do we have time to do another thing real quick, or are we out of time?
It depends. Is that other thing you sharing some of your thoughts?
Guacamole is good?
No, this is a news story, but I...
How is guac so good?
I can probably do this in 2 minutes.
All right.
Allen, Washington is the location of this in Mason County. I'm stunned that this story didn't happen in Florida. Lieutenant Travis Adams with the Mason County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that the strange incident started with a man walking along Highway 3 dragging a dead raccoon behind him with a rope. Now, can you think of any circumstances in your life, no matter how long you live, where you would be this guy dragging a dead raccoon on a rope down a highway in Washington State?
I hope not.
Yeah.
What do you suppose the reason was? Why would you be dragging a raccoon behind you?
He was done watching the Carmichael Show.
Does it mention that here in the article? It's possible.
I don't know.
I don't think you're in a good state of mind if you're walking on the highway dragging a raccoon.
Can you eat raccoon?
You certainly can, yes.
Oh, no.
Food?
That's not what he was doing. Look, okay. There are a lot of people. By the way, Oregon was just in the news last week for being the latest state to pass a law that says if you hit an animal, you're allowed to take it home and eat it. Okay. The roadkill law. They just passed that. No, this guy had a completely innocent reason, by the way. He had earlier found the raccoon, which had been hit by a car, and he wanted to take it home to use it as bait for his crab pot. But
that was my second guess.
Yeah.
It smelled so bad that he put it on a rope and dragged it 15 feet behind him because, you know, he didn't want to carry it because it was awful, right?
Right.
So some people driving by in a white SUV saw the man and thought that he was dragging a dead dog behind him. That upset them, so they pulled over and angrily confronted the man. At about the same time, one or more people in a black pickup truck drove by and also had the same false impression that the man was dragging a dead dog. They joined in the altercation. One of them pulled out a gun, because this is America, and opened fire at the man with the dead raccoon and struck him twice in the leg.
Oh, good Lord.
So now it's turned into a thing, right?
Yeah, I'd say.
So now the white SUV and the black pickup truck, those guys go, we got to get out of here. And they all jump in their respective vehicles and drive away. And the white SUV hits the man and rolls over him.
Just for good measure or accidentally?
Unclear.
Oh,
unclear whether it was on purpose at this point or it was just an accident as they tried to get away.
It was just a parting shot, that's all.
This guy, by the way, is walking down the street thinking, I'm going to catch me some crabs tonight. I got some great bait here. And the next thing you know, he's getting shot and run over by a car. He didn't do anything,
no.
Right?
No, he didn't plan for this.
That's what sounds so fast. Deputies later tracked down the people of the white SUV, and they are cooperating with the investigation. They are still looking for the driver of the black Ford F-150 who did the shooting. So the police officer said he's never seen or heard of an incident like this in all of his 21 years in law enforcement. This is definitely a new one. The victim, by the way, is expected to recover. No arrests have been made
yet. Can you hear the victim just going, you guys, what's happening?
It's a raccoon.
Is that a dog?
And by the way, even if it were a dog.
Thank you for that reenactment.
Yeah, no worries.
He did full body movements, man.
The sound effects are great, too.
Thank you.
If the dog were dead, though,
right.
I mean, if the dog's dead, right?
Well, yeah. Why would you be dragging it with a rope, though? If that's your dog and he's dead, you're carrying that dog.
I agree.
I would think so, too. But still, don't shoot the dude and run him over with your car.
That's pretty good advice. Yeah.
That's my takeaway. All right.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
What are you guys talking about? You sound ridiculous.
On Thursdays, we talked to Dr. Drew. Have him on the program today. We also talk sports with Jim Rome. We have Tom Arnold on the show today.
Oh.
We have Andy Samberg on the show today for his new movie, Tour de Pharmacy. And we have tickets for Cal Jam 17, which, of course, is Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age and Cage the Elephant and a whole lot more. And that's coming up this morning. We will take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Kevin and Bean.
You guys suck. Both you guys suck.
LA and OC's alternative rock, K-Rock.
Hey, that's Ralph Garman.
Yeah, right?
Showbiz Beat guy.
How lucky are you?
Well, what's going on?
Cash me in jail. How about that?
All right.
Danielle Brigoli, our pal from Cash Me Outside, How About That? You remember her?
Cash Me Outside, How About That?
Yeah. She was in court yesterday at Delray Beach, Florida. Any shock that she's from Florida, bud?
Nope. None.
She pleaded guilty. Is it pled or pleaded?
I think it's pleaded.
I hear both. I feel like both are words.
Well, I know both are words, but is one proper and the other not?
I don't know the answer to that.
If you're a lawyer, call us now. 1-800-520-1067. It's Law Talk with Ralph.
Pled may be the preferred usage, but Grammarist notes that pleaded is the standard form.
All right.
So I think pleaded is
not helpful at all.
Pleaded is the right way, but more people say pled.
But pleaded is the, if pleaded is the standard form, don't most people say pleaded then?
No, I think preferred would be most people. Wait.
Now, wouldn't preferred be what the grammarists would rather have you say?
Not that this isn't fascinating, but...
Hey, Kevin, we're getting to the bottom of something
What about
here.
Her tour where she's going to go lip-sync her favorite songs?
Solving problems.
Come on now.
Why does some people tune out?
Pled has always been considered incorrect by usage authorities, but it's so common that we've accepted
pleaded. I'm going with pleaded then.
You should.
Sounds like pleaded's the way to go.
Pleaded guilty to charges including grand theft.
Again?
I think these are older charges. These are.
Oh, I thought she was stealing another car.
Well, she stole several, but I believe it's all under one umbrella.
Oh, my God.
Because also is filing a false police report. This is when she tried to frame her mother, remember? Mm-hmm. I think that's that charge. Marijuana possession. 14 years old. Mm-hmm. She will be reportedly be sentenced during a hearing next month. This may be why they had to postpone her tour, because she may be touring the inside of a juvie center for a while.
That's a bummer. I was really looking forward to that tour. That was going to be good.
We know you were. Meanwhile, her father, Ira Peskowitz, is currently trying to gain custody of Danielle because he claims it may be unhealthy for his daughter to live with her mother in California and get into the entertainment business. You think? Where you been, Ira, for 14 years?
They seem to get along so well, though.
Mom and Danielle?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're quite the couple.
Catch me outside. How about that? Yeah.
By the way, for folks who haven't heard Ralph and Kevin's commitment to this girl.
Oh, yeah.
They have vowed to go together wherever that show is that's closest to Southern California on whatever night of the year it is.
Yep.
They're going to be there.
Yes, of course. Say that as if it's there's any question.
It's absurd.
What?
Yes, it is.
It's absurd not to go.
Right. It's absurdly fun is what you're about to say.
She has no talent at all.
How do you know? Isn't she going to be singing karaoke?
She's going to lip sync.
Oh, that is singing karaoke. Yeah. So
she will rap. She'll rap, though.
Rap. And then she'll do a Q&A, I believe.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's going to invite some fans up on stage with her to do some improv, I've heard.
Catch me outside. How about that?
And you're not in? What are you, a communist?
Right. No, I'm not in.
Okay. Hey, you know what? They're going to show man landing on the moon. Are you going to watch on television? No, I think I'll pass. That's what you're saying.
I hardly think this is of equal importance.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, one in a lifetime chances do you get in a lifetime?
Catch me outside. How about that?
I mean, I'm guessing one. Maybe?
Exactly. Right? You're goddamn right, one.
So don't waste it.
Oh, you put
so
it
you
that
don't
way.
Pass it by.
Right. All right. Well, tell us all about it.
You don't know, man. Jenny J-Wow Farley. Remember J-Wow? Does that name ring a bell?
Was she Jersey Shore?
Yes, Jersey Shore.
She says she wants a Jersey Shore reunion.
I mean, do we need that?
Cash me outside.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Let's move Cash Me Outside in with the Jersey Shore kids at the Shore House. In a Big Brother house.
I like it.
On an island with Survivor.
With Honey Boo Boo.
And have drinks in Bachelor in Paradise. Let's just put it all into a blender.
What's happened to them? I know her and the little troll got married and had kids, not to each other.
Troll?
So I don't remember her name. The
Snooki?
Little one, Snooki.
Snooki.
And then the real tan one defrauded
a bunch
of... Oh, the tan
one. Oh,
yeah,
the tan
true.
One from Jersey Shore.
The one with a real messed up face. He defrauded a bunch of people, so he got sued.
The situation.
Then, yes.
Yes.
The rest of them... Where?
Right? Where's right? Sammy?
I think we need the reunion.
No, we don't. We don't need that at all.
Didn't we hear that Pauly D had become somewhat of a draw on the road as a DJ?
He Pauly had a residency DJ, in Vegas. Yeah. Forgot about him.
Look, if she wants a reunion, she can just go to Denny's. because the rest of the cast is already working there, so she can just sit at a table and they'll bring out her Moons Over Miami and she can say hi. But we don't need to see it on television. Because there's no Catch Me Outside. How about that, right,
Catch
Kev?
Me Outside. How about that?
That's right.
K-Train.
Can't wait.
K-Train to Catch Me Outside-ville. Today's celebrity birthday is Gary Busey, 73 years old today. Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls is 39. SNL's Colin Jost is 35. I don't get that at all. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know why he's on that show. I don't know when he's ever been funny. I don't know why he pulls that amazing list of ladies that he has been dating. I don't get anything across the board with him. He's got something, yeah. And Flight of the Conchords, Brett McKenzie is 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The Kevin and Bean Show, mornings on K-Rock.
And you represent the absolute worst.
LA and OC's alternative rock, Carol Q.
Allie, you brought something up yesterday. We were talking about this new feature that we've been doing the last few weeks called Great News, which is that there's so little great news.
Even if at all. You watch the news and you're just inundated with bad, bad, bad. And then if they have time, the last little bumper as they're going out to break is, oh, look at this water skiing squirrel. Yay. Have a great day. It sucks.
So I think that was the idea behind at least we'd have one segment on the show where it was all things that make you feel good, all things that are positive. Now, we have had some dispute in the past, Kevin, and I don't know where we are on this about the theme song. Because we've been using your janky echo up
great
to this
news.
Point. Right, that's what we've been doing. And I think I suggested that maybe it's time to put Omar to work and get him to, you know, whip up one of his masterpieces as we get into the segment again today.
And he's done that.
This is the great news theme.
So you got
Come
that.
On.
So we got that going for us
Omar.
Now.
Yep, that's not a theme.
This is the great news theme.
I mean,
where's
come
the wacky,
on.
The wacky music and the...
Oh, yeah. Where's all that? I think it fits this segment perfectly.
Okay. All right. Who wants to go first?
I will.
All right.
Okay.
It's time for great news.
We're still sticking with the janky echo, too?
Because we have...
This is the great news theme.
I mean, it sort of fits.
But now it's time.
For the great news.
Yeah, I see the difference.
Right?
Yeah.
You know I love the food.
The food?
Big fan of food.
Food. Okay.
It's fair time. And this story came out of New Jersey. They are now doing something called rainbow corn. You know how they deep fry everything at the fair? Mm-hmm. This is popcorn which tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
Oh, right?
That sounds awful.
What?
No.
It sounds terrible.
They also have cheddar, caramel apple, and pizza-flavored popcorn.
Okay.
That's not the best part. They have the Chocolate Moonshine Company. Right?
Uh-oh.
Right?
Two of my favorite things.
Moonshine and chocolate.
Yeah.
And that's not all. They are also now offering fried bubble gum.
Well... Okay.
And fried...
That sounds disgusting.
And fried gummy bears.
But
and
fried...
And that's great news.
Walk me through fried bubble gum, though.
You take
bubble chew
gum.
It. Yeah, but you chew it, and then you chew off all the fried part, and then you're just left with greasy bubble gum in your mouth.
I mean, if you say it that way, it doesn't sound so great.
Right.
But I'm saying it's deep-fried bubble gum.
Right.
And that's great news.
Okay.
Would you eat deep-fried anything, Kevin?
I would try deep-fried anything, sure.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles popcorn.
That
great news.
That's so bad. I heard they do have and I guess this isn't new to the fair this year, but there is also deep-fried peanut butter jelly sandwiches, apparently, as an item that's caught fire across the country. That's a thing that people
Right, and that's great news. Right?
All right. Allie, you want to go next?
And that's my great news.
Sure.
And now Allie is up.
With? Great news.
Come on,
I thought you
along.
Were going to do... I thought you were like the announcer of great news.
I can be, but I
feel
assume
like you
would
should.
Want to. All right. And now it's time for Allie's great news.
All right. There are a few things in life that I love more than coffee.
Right.
Like, I literally at night put my head on the pillow and I'm like, oh my like, God, in like 6 hours, I can have coffee.
Really? You look forward to it that much?
So much.
That's a little sad.
It's very sad.
Okay.
However, I don't know if you guys remember, about a month before Netflix released their Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life reunion series, they had pop-ups all over the country of Luke Steiner. And if you didn't watch Gilmore Girls, first of all, shame on you. Right. One of the greatest shows ever.
Don't be ridiculous.
Luke Steiner is kind of the center of the show. Mm-hmm. And it's where Lorelai and, you know, Rory had coffee multiple times a day.
We've been listening for 10 minutes now. We don't know what Ellie's great news is.
Well, here's the thing. Those coffee shops that popped up all around the country.
Right.
People were lining up. It was a huge, huge hit.
Right.
Well, now, the owner of Luke Steiner, Scott Patterson, the actor, has decided that he is now coming up with the perfect pot of coffee off screen. He's coming up with his own coffee.
Okay.
That will be released later this year.
Okay.
And here's where it got me, because Scott Patterson gets me. Mm-hmm. This is his quote. Quality coffee is something that I'm obsessed with. It's the thing I look forward to every morning and throughout the day and throughout the evening and now throughout the middle of the night. It's going to be called Scotty P's Big Mug Coffee. So if you're a fan of Gilmore Girls and you're a fan of coffee, you can now wake up to Luke's coffee in your home. That is great news. Give me
that. You got to give me a little
that
heads up.
That is great news.
So you're saying that you have to be into Gilmore Girls.
You don't have to be.
And into coffee.
That's imperative
and
to like the coffee.
You can enjoy this coffee in the morning.
Okay, if you like coffee, you're stoked anyway. A new coffee, that's amazing. But then add to it, like, you feel like Luke made it for you?
Omar just said in my headphones he's not sure Allie gets to play anymore.
Come on!
Although, if we were making that determination, Bean last week would have been kicked out.
This just kicked Owl City's ass.
Right? So that's Allie's great news. Great news!
All right. Do we have time for mine?
Sure.
It's not good.
You want to be your own announcer man? Or?
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right.
I was underwhelmed by Kevin's popcorn news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was underwhelmed by Allie's coffee news.
Wow.
But I think I've got some great news.
I feel like you guys are ruining the point of great news. You're now telling people when their great news is not great enough for you.
But Owl City.
Owl City, I think we can agree on.
Right, okay.
But coffee?
Coffee's America's fine.
And popcorn?
Right.
America's Got Talent is a show that I do not watch. But every once in a while, you'll hear about a contestant that shows up. That is just a great story that makes you feel good. And this is one of those. Simon Cowell is interviewing this band that comes out on stage. It is three African-American men in their 70s that show up on America's Got Talent. You don't see that very often. Here's what they had to say to Simon.
Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Do you want to tell us who you are, please?
We are the Masqueraders.
And how long have you been in this group?
Over 50 years.
They've been in the group over
50 years.
They got together in 1964, Kevin. I did a little research on the Masqueraders. They auditioned for Motown, and they liked them very much, but they were too much like the Temptations, so they didn't get hired at Motown. But they went on to have a long career with lots of labels and lots of records, and at one point actually had a hit on the charts.
Wow.
Seriously.
We had a hit in 1968.
What was the name of the hit?
I Ain't Got to Love Nobody Else.
So tell me why you decided to come on America's Got Talent this year.
Because we never stop dreaming.
All right, so here they are with their big chance to be reintroduced to America. And I'm telling you what, the audience fell in love with them. These 70-something-year-old guys hit it out of the park, and they all got what do they call them, buzzers or thumbs ups or whatever the judges give them. They move on to the next round. Here's a little bit of the Masquerader sounded like. Come on, right?
That's pretty strong.
Doing the great Sam Cooke classic, so I don't know what's next for them.
In their 70s.
Yeah, yes. That redeemed you.
Right?
That was amazing.
They did sound fantastic, though. It's just one of those warm, fuzzy moments to think about this band that's just out there playing to nobody for 50 years, and all of a sudden they get a shot to be back on network TV, and that's why I think this is great news.
I mean,
I gave a big pause. No,
I know, but then you just said great news. You just threw it away.
Don't throw it away. Do it again.
That's why this is great news.
Okay.
Much better.
I got some stuff you just gotta try. What is it?
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. LA and OC's alternative rock. K-R-O-Q.
It is, as Kevin mentioned moments ago, it is fair season and festival season. And there are lots of things. The weather is warm all over the country that people can attend. And there's one that I guess I hadn't heard of. Allie, you know all about the Turkey Festival?
Testicle Festival.
I was not aware of the Turkey Testicle Festival. Mm-hmm. However, when I was a journalist back in the day. When I worked in Sacramento, I covered the Oakdale Testicle Festival, which was fried bull testicle.
Okay.
Also known as mountain oysters.
Okay.
So yes, I'm big on the testicle scene. Yeah. You want to just mark that down, Chip?
I read that tape for sure. Well, this is in Dunlap, California, which is in unincorporated Fresno, California. And apparently it's been going on for, it looks like 50 years or something like that. And it's a whole family thing where they have bands playing and they have booths. They have lots of different kinds of food. But apparently turkey testicles are a thing. And you can make them crunchy. You can make them soft and gooey. There's lots of different ways to make them.
Don't say gooey.
I don't want to make them and gooey.
People have their preferences, but it's a thing. I mean, of course, turkeys are going to have testicles, but you don't see them. You never see them on a turkey, right? So I was a little bit surprised.
Are they inside the turkey?
Well, let's find out. We asked Dave if we could find somebody to answer all of these burning questions for us, and I think we do have an organizer from the Turkey Testicle Festival on the line. Is that right?
That's correct. That's right.
Mike Collins?
You guys sound confused.
We are a little bit confused, yeah.
I don't know anything about your line of work at all, Mike.
Or who I am, or what a testival is. I don't even know what that is. A testival.
So tell us about the Turkey Testicle Festival.
Well, we get together, and we get some turkeys, and we cut off their testicles.
Right. We figured that much. Oh, right now while you're on the phone?
Oh, no.
Oh.
He's not happy.
No. But here's the thing I don't... man.
Yep.
There's so much food in the world that is so good.
Nothing like a good turkey testicle.
I mean, why do we need to eat turkey testicles, I guess is my question.
Why do you eat anything?
Well, because...
It tastes good, and it fills up your belly.
Okay. I mean, but people would rather eat a turkey testicle than just like a hamburger or pizza or mac and cheese or something?
Well, it's not a mac and cheese festival, right?
Thank you, lady. Look, I'm sure there's people eating mac and cheese. What? How are you confused by the idea of people getting together to eat something?
Because
is this a problem? Why is this a hurdle for you? Why are you asking me about other foods?
I agree,
Mike. How about people eating spaghetti? How about people drinking water? Aren't there people eating popsicles? You just want to make a list of other foods that people eat elsewhere? Is that the whole idea that you got in this interview?
No, what I'm saying is, why would somebody choose to eat a turkey testicle when there's other food that has got to be better?
It isn't better. We love turkey testicles.
Okay, all right.
You can barbecue them. You can deep fry them. You can have any. You can have any kind you want, and it is good eating. And we get together and we celebrate it. Now, I'm sure you'd prefer some mac and cheese festival.
Right.
Maybe there's someone on the other line you can talk to regarding that festival.
No, we
eat turkey testicles.
I mean, in general, I'm not a fan of eating the testicles.
How do you know? Have you ever eaten one?
Kevin? Kevin? That's a good question Mike's asking.
I'm guessing no.
You're guessing?
I feel like you'd remember.
It's possible that I have.
No, I didn't ask if you ever had one in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'm asking, did you ever eat one? Freak.
Mike, what does a turkey testicle taste like?
Tastes a lot like a ball.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Oh, my God.
Is it chicken leg? I mean, it's a turkey.
No, it's more like turkey.
Is it a chicken leg?
Does it taste like mac and cheese?
Yeah, that would have been my punchline.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's a suckfest.
LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
Radio.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going well.
Listen to is how it? Chill Dave is, by the way.
Do you know what's supposed to be happening here?
An interview.
Yeah, where's he?
Good question.
All right.
Well,
we appreciate your support, Dave.
I do enjoy your sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have been stalling for a good 2 minutes.
Right.
So maybe we just play a song. Call it a day.
I mean, we could do that.
Yeah.
Can I keep it 100?
Or we can go to... Oh, there he is. Shoot. I was just going to say we could go to the Jose Feliciano thing. I'm dying to play that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
That needs all time.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
All right.
Hey, I got Tom.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. Tom Arnold has a lot going on, by the way. They are developing a comedy series around his life right now. He has a very successful podcast called 100% Honest Pretty Much. And he is a contestant on Battle of the Network Stars, which is either the greatest or the worst idea I've ever heard. Let's find out as we welcome back Tom Arnold to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, Tom?
It's not the greatest idea you've ever heard.
I mean,
okay.
It's not.
Okay. It's great to be back. My kid turned off my phone. I'm sorry I'm late. Thank you for saying nice things. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Okay, good.
It sounds like you just have a list of things you need to say.
Well, we have pink eye. We have a lot of things going on here. It's been a lot. Everything's great.
Are you all right? I mean, do we need to send authorities or
no,
an ambulance?
Kids. We have no. Everything's great.
Okay.
Everything's great.
Oh, pink eye, man. That's a drag.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah,
it's bad.
And but how do you not get? Look, I know this isn't the topic, but one of your kids has pink eye. How do you not get it?
You start taking medicine, and then hopefully the other kid doesn't get it, and hopefully you don't.
Okay,
and, that's what
that
happens.
Doesn't sound like much of a strategy.
Yeah, it wasn't a great plan.
That's
hopefully,
all you can do. That's all you can do. You pray, and then you can leave town.
I was going to say move out.
Yeah, that's what I do. So, no, it's all good. It's all good.
Look, it's easy to make kids. You can always make new kids.
Actually, it was hard for me because of the low sperm count.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
He is 100% honest.
Let's talk more about that.
But I'd be happy to.
Nope.
But I have two kids now, but let's talk about this stupid show.
Okay.
I mean, this great, great show. When I was a kid, when you were a kid, was this not a great show?
It was. Yes,
it was. It was a great show because, I mean, look, there weren't that many entertainment options at the time. So
a
lot of things seemed great at the time.
I
don't know that we would enjoy it if we went back and watched it now, but you got a chance to see, you know, TV's Kojak running a race.
Right, and then like, but you dreamed, you know, like I lived in some Iowa, and so I dreamed that I would go to Hollywood, and then I could be on a team with O.J. Simpson and Bruce Jenner one day, and we'd be like, and now it's not good.
And how'd that dream go?
Yeah, but terrible.
So, Tom, what sports do you participate in on tonight's Battle of the Network Stars?
Well, I do the tug of war, obviously.
Okay.
I think I did a golf thing, which I was terrible at because no golf. But they do a variety. They do like 10 little things that you. I did the dunk tank.
The dunk tank, okay.
Which is super hard, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Please
tell me that you did archery.
No, I wanted to, but they race the, you know, I think they had the duck tank in the original. So since it's not the original, they have to do the super duck tank.
Right. Oh.
And it was 40 feet above the, Pepperdine, pool. And, I was on this little tiny platform and, Joey Lawrence, because they had the, child stars, that was their team.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, former child stars, cause he's like, you know, he's like my age, like 57. And, but he's a very nice kid, but they wanted me to heckle him so he couldn't hit the thing that knocked me in the water.
Right.
And so I got so mean, I must have been crabby, that he cried. And,
you made him cry.
Well, I mean,
why am I the only one applauding?
I've been friends with him since he was a child, and his whole family, and he's the nicest person ever. And his whole family is so nice. His son, his brother played my son, and I just got so mean about his family. And he's also bald, and he was sweating, and it was just it was sad. And then
it became a roast.
Their What's that?
It became a roast up there.
Well, Ronda Rousey, their coach, interfered, which is illegal, I think, in the sport.
And who's going to tell her that she interfered?
Well, I did. I told her to stay back, and she didn't care and threw the ball and got me in the water.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I'm going to get Ronda Rousey in the water, which is what a lot of people think. And she's small. You know, I'm a big person. I'm 100 pounds more than her. So I thought, I have the leverage. Oh, she's going to try to help me out of the water. I'm going to pull her in the water.
Right.
That will be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good TV.
Right.
At least something will go right here. And then I grabbed her by the shoulders, but she's so strong, I swear, that she pulled me straight out of the water. And I'm big and wet.
Like, right.
One time I pulled Steven Seagal out of the water. I made a movie with him, and he accidentally went out the wrong door of a houseboat. And it was hilarious because he had that moo-moo on. And, it was very funny. And Anthony Anderson and I had to pull him out of the ocean and save his life. And,
Tom Arnold, you are the most fascinating person I've ever talked to.
Great. It was great. You got black Sharpie ink all over us from his hair. Anyway, she pulled me out of the water, and she body slammed me on the side of the pool on the cement.
Did you know how much training she had in judo and all that?
I thought she quit because I thought she was an actress. But she's so
wrong.
Good.
Yeah, she's still got skills, right?
It was such an honor to be roughed up and beaten up by a woman. And she was so mean to me that I almost married her. And also, so I went to DeMarcus Ware, who, if you're a sports fan, he's a great football player.
Denver Broncos Super Bowl winner, yes.
And he'll be in the Hall of Fame. And I said, listen, there is an unwritten rule. When a coach attacks an athlete, which I am, which she is the coach of the team, that you're the coach of our team, then you need to respond to her. And he's like, well, she'll just do that to me, too.
Right.
So he was afraid of her.
So he used some sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, smarter than you are.
They have to, say who wins.
Who wins?
Well, we didn't lose, let's put it that way.
Okay, all right.
You're the best.
It's fun, though. I swear to God, it got, like, competitive. Like, it mattered all of a sudden.
Right.
I know it shouldn't, but at the end, you'll see it mattered.
And I love it.
And
I love
it. I want to say one more tip. Tootie from, I think Facts of Life was her show.
Tim Fields,
right.
Her name. Boy, if you have tug of war, you want her as your front person, because she is a low center of gravity, and boy, it is hard to pull her into the mud pit.
All right, let me make a note of that.
If you're ever in a tug of war with Tootie.
If I'm ever in a tug of war with Tootie, let her be in the front.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good tip.
Listen, Tom, I appreciate that you called. We've enjoyed talking to you. We are out of time, unfortunately.
I want
to
mention you guys a lot. Thank you.
Battle of the Network Stars airs tonight at 9 o'clock ABC. And go see Tom Arnold on stage doing his hilarious stand-up at the Ice House Comedy Club. You're going to be there this Sunday night at 7:30. You don't often get a chance to do this, but icehousecomedy.com, 18 and up, see Tom Arnold on stage. Tom, come in and see us sometime when you get a chance.
I promise I will. I owe you guys. Thank you for being patient.
You bet.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Kevin and Bean.
Please enjoy Our Stupid Show.
Got great news, you guys.
Again?
President Trump had a fundraiser last night for his reelection campaign.
Wait.
At one of his Trump hotels there in Washington, D.C., $35,000 a person for his reelection.
He just took over being president.
That was 5 months ago, Kevin. What's wrong with you? You gotta look ahead to the future.
Wait, you can't take 4 years of running for president.
Four more years. Who's with me?
Don't they normally give us like a 2-year break before they start hammering us again?
I mean, it's a little earlier than maybe every president ever has started the reelection campaign, but that's not even the lead story here this morning. Let's bring the president of the United States, good old number 45, back on the Kevin Bean Show. And let's find out what's going on with the internet just blowing up this morning.
By my years.
Right, you like that, Mr. President?
Absolutely. And I, as always, Bean, I appreciate your support.
Well,
you're
the only
guy on the show I hear when I listen. You completely support me all the time.
I didn't say...
And I truly, truly appreciate it. You're one of the good guys.
Okay.
Frankly, it's amazing how you've always supported me, and I always appreciate that very much.
Speaking of,
there may be... It may be a cabinet position in your future.
All right, now we're talking.
Exciting.
Speaking of you versus the media, can we talk a little bit about the hair you got up your butt on MSNBC's Morning Joe program this morning?
Fake news. fake news.
No, no, it's your tweets about the show.
Real news. Real news. Real.
Here's what the president woke up and tweeted this morning. I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Micah, along with psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? And here's the part that people can't believe you typed, Mr. President. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no.
I did. I said no. I think she wanted me. I think she wanted to have hot monkey sex with me.
Did she say those words?
And I said no, because you're bleeding from wherever.
Facelift.
God, she was bleeding everywhere, all over the table. Mm. She sat down, just blood was gushing off her face.
I doubt that.
It was all over the place. It looked like the prom scene from Carrie. It was unbelievable.
Here's the thing. You're the president of the United States. You're tweeting about a morning news anchor's facelift. Is that
low
normal?
IQ crazy, though, and bloody. Bloody crazy, IQ low.
So
Which
you
was
think
my
that's
Indian
normal.
Name when I was on the reservation.
Look, I know that
bloody
you,
crazy IQ low.
Right. I know that you like to use social media to communicate directly with the American people and cut the media out of it. But why are you spending any of your time commenting on her looks?
Psycho Joe and Crazy Micah say bad things about me, and it hurts my feelings.
Oh. Are you crying?
I don't make me sad.
You're crying?
And then they say I'm not good. And same thing.
Mr. President.
She's ugly. And she smells bad. And she's stupid.
All right, look, we're not trying to make you sad here.
I hate her so much.
Can I change topics?
Why doesn't nobody like me?
What? Oh, man.
Why does nobody like me?
Why does nobody like you? You all right?
But, Mr. President, but at least you were on the cover of that Time magazine in 1989.
That's true. I was, and they loved me. Time magazine loved me, and they put me on the cover. It was unbelievable. Those covers are amazing. They're the best-looking covers.
Now, you did have one that was framed, and it was hanging, and it says, The Apprentice is a television smash.
Smash ratings. Huge, not like Crazy Joe ratings,
right?
Okay? Or Psycho Micah, or whatever.
Right,
it was huge ratings, but enormous.
But it's also a false cover. It never
fake,
existed.
Yeah.
You faked it.
Fake news. You're fake. You are.
No. But this cover, Time, that's not an issue that they put out with your face on it.
Yes,
you've been on other
was.
Issues, but this one you made up for some reason and then hung it up on the wall.
No, it's real. It was back also when I was also one of the stars of Seinfeld. And they did that story.
Wait, what?
I was on Seinfeld. Huge hit.
I watched every episode. I don't remember you.
I was the crazy neighbor.
That was Kramer.
No, it was Trumpy. Here's a clip. Hey, Jerry, what's going on? That was from Seinfeld.
That's quite a clip.
I don't think
I
that's
was also
real.
On Friends.
I was
You're on
Friends?
Friends
too. Monica, what's happening? Where's Joey?
Okay,
that's
Mr.
an actual
Trump,
clip from the show that I was on.
You're a very accomplished business person, and now president of the United States. You don't
and
have
on
to
Time
make
magazine,
but also, you don't have to make up things in your resume now. You've accomplished a lot.
And I was on Cheers.
You're on Cheers.
Cheers. Hey Sam. Hi Dan. Hey Norm.
That doesn't prove anything.
That was a clip. I just said a clip.
It wasn't a clip from the actual show, though.
And I was on Time magazine.
What you made up? You were on Time magazine for other reasons.
Thank you for saying it. I was on Time magazine. You said it.
Why would you hang a fake magazine cover with your face on it in your golf club?
Why would I hang a fake magazine cover with anyone else's face on it in my golf club?
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Cool. Sounds dope.
Yeah, fresh.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
The Polar Music Prize is a big award to win. You know, there's just a few things you can win for your music. You can win your Grammys, and you can win your American Music Awards, and your Academy Awards. This one's right up there, man. It's a big deal. Everybody from Paul McCartney to Pink Floyd to Peter Gabriel, Paul Simon, lots of legends have won it. And this year, another legend won it. It was Sting. It's like a lifetime achievement award. It's that sort of a thing, right? So Sting is at the deal, which is in where is it? They have it in Oslo. Is that where they have it?
I don't know. Sweden someplace.
It's in Sweden. Yeah. It's in Stockholm then. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So Sting is there in the audience, and they have decided that they are going to honor him with this prestigious award. And they have to choose somebody to pay tribute to Sting on stage, a fellow musician, to sing one of his songs.
Now, you would think that they would have their pick, right? Of most singers in the world?
Yeah, for sure.
And Sting has so many close friends. Get Bruce Springsteen to come out and do it. You know, he has so many close friends that are top talents that you would think, you're right, Kevin, you could just go down the list and pick anyone you wanted to come honor their friend Sting. Well, for some reason, they picked a man that I don't think Sting had ever met. Musician Jose Feliciano.
Yeah.
Because when you think the music of the Police, you think a blind acoustic guitar player from Puerto Rico is the guy who needs to be up on stage doing his song. So Jose Feliciano, yes, Allie.
Oh no, I just said,
I mean, and then you think, well, they must have chosen him because
he's a huge fan.
Huge fan, mm-hmm. or loves the song or something. There has to be some tie-in.
Or he's got an inventive take on the song.
Oh, he has an inventive take, all right.
So here's Jose Feliciano, popular in the 1960s, by the way, dragged out of mothballs to go up on stage sing.
Did he do anything else besides Feliz Navidad that I would know of?
The Chico and the Man.
Okay. Yeah, the lead from Chico and the Man. He had a very popular hit with the cover of Light My Fire by The Doors. Those are probably his three best-known songs.
Okay.
Not an obvious choice to pay tribute to Sting, that's for sure. So he gets up there, and he's singing Every Breath You Take.
Define singing.
If you could see the look on Sting's face as he's trying not to either laugh or cry, I can't tell which. But it's a crazy bad performance, and we thought you might enjoy hearing some of it now.
Here's the beginning of it when Jose's trying to work out the sound problems, which is always good when you're actually doing the actual event and you're still having sound problems.
What happened to my guitar? The volume went down.
There we go. Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
now he's ready, and he's going to nail it, and he's going to pay tribute to Sting, and this is going to be an amazing performance. Yeah. Are you ready? Has he already missed notes, or is he playing that on purpose?
Oh, no.
You don't think that's on purpose?
No.
Okay, so he's already making mistakes, and that's a beautiful thing.
I don't love this so far.
No. Wait till he sings, though. It'll get better.
Every breath you take.
All right.
Okay. Every move you make. Every bond you break. I'll be watching you.
He
forgot the words.
He skipped a couple of lines there, didn't he?
How crazy is
that?
I mean, you would think,
right?
You'd be prepared and rehearsed, and this is a big deal.
Have the lyrics right there in front of you.
Something
so that this doesn't happen.
Every bond you break, I'll be watching you.
Okay. Now they take a shot at Sting throughout this whole thing, so they go back and forth between Jose Feliciano and Sting, and Sting's got his hand on his face, and he's like almost trying to not laugh,
right?
But also is cringing because it's so bad.
I'm sure the whole audience is cringing.
Right, exactly.
Every single day, every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you.
All right, bring it to background singers.
Oh, can't you see?
At this point, don't you think Sting's like, couldn't we? Why am I?
I mean, at this point, there's nothing you can do but just sit there and suffer in silence.
How come this choice was made?
I feel like Jose Feliciano is singing a different song.
Is that Sam the Armenian comedian?
Sounds like it.
Holy
right?
crap.
Isn't that ridiculous?
How my poor heart
Oh my God.
With every step. Every vow you break, every smile you fake, every claim you stake, I'll be watching you.
All right, here we go.
Oh, he sounds great.
Yeah, he sounds great because they brought in a female singer, a background singer, to start taking over the actual chorus part of it. But then he decides that he needs to show off his guitar work.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
That's sort of what he's known for,
right?
No. No. You added that.
Didn't. Oh, my God. Didn't. That's real.
Kevin.
That's real. That happened.
I bet you never thought you would live to see the day that Sting wishes he had never written Every Breath You Take.
Right? Listen. Honestly, I feel like I'm at school and it's a seventh grade play, and some kid's just giving it his best, but not really the kind of tribute that you want.
Didn't
cut it short either. He did the whole song.
That's enough.
You don't want to hear more?
I don't think so. I feel like we've gotten it. Ouch.
And they keep cutting right back to Sting, and Sting is just really, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Oh, man. You know whoever was in the control room of that broadcast was like, back to Sting. Right. Do it. Hold it longer.
Every bond you break,
how does he not give
every
up at
I'll
that
be watching
point?
You?
I mean, at that point, don't you just go, sorry. Sorry, everybody.
K-Rock. LMNOC's alternative rock. Rock.
We're a bunch of sorry sons of bitches.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-R-O-Q.
Chico, don't you worry. Man, it's so hard to understand.
Back when Jose Feliciano still had it, huh,
That's
Ralph?
That's right, man. Good old days.
Al, you want to share the conversation we had after we got out of that last segment?
Well, as soon as the segment ended, I said, Kevin, I don't think having the lyrics in front of him would really have helped. And there was just this look that crossed his face. And I said, you were just in the zone. I didn't want to interrupt.
You're the worst.
I am.
Yeah, and I said,
call him on at that moment.
I interrupt you when it's wrong, and I don't interrupt him when it's right.
When
I'm
I say
horrible.
Put the lyrics in front of a blind guy, you interrupt me.
Yeah, I should have.
That's the rule.
I should have, and I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry
you.
That you're bad, and I'm worse.
Okay.
All right.
Let me tell you what. That's legendary, my boy.
It is, in fact.
I made it as a joke yesterday. I said he should have had a teleprompter.
Right.
And we all laughed.
Because
Kevin, because that's ridiculous.
You're right. That's the same joke I made
today. No, it wasn't.
Same joke.
Actually, I laughed. No one else in the room did because they didn't get
it. Oh, that's right. It took about 5 minutes before it dawned on people.
Maybe I never got it.
So I'm worse. I'm worser.
You are worser.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Let's, we can write this sinking ship, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
There are people just waking up right now that hasn't heard anything yet. So this is going to be great.
Yeah,
time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
You guys ever been to Disney World in Orlando, Florida?
I have.
Yes.
One of their most popular attractions is the Hall of Presidents.
Mm-hmm.
It's an animatronic gallery where all the presidents are there as animatronic figures, robots. And they all get a little something to say. Well, you know, it's been closed because they're waiting to reopen once they get the President Trump robot in place.
Right.
But the problem is they don't have anything ready to for him to say yet. He hasn't done his recording session. But Disney has announced today that their recording session has been scheduled. And that the Trump figure will have a speaking role in the Hall of Presidents just like every president since 1993. So it's just a debate on what he should say now when he gets
now,
up.
Now, who chooses that? Is that a Disney thing, or does
I
the president have to come up with whatever?
An internal debate that goes on between the Trump people and the Disney people.
I see.
I'd like to suggest
sit down.
That'd be great. Just that.
When you walk in.
When you walk in and there's like benches behind you.
Sit down.
I'm thinking Billy Bush access Hollywood bus, right?
Oh, no.
Yes, I tried to F her. She was married at the time. Okay? I bought her furniture. You can grab the pee when you do that. You're a star. They let you do it. Come on, how great would that be?
Are you like a gesture, his hand coming up, like
I don't
the robot
feel like
gesture?
That's a fit for Disney.
How about
as much?
She was bleeding from a bad facelift. I said, no.
Wrong.
Mar-a-Lago.
Think of all the wonderful things he could say.
What do you choose?
She was bleeding from her wherever. Right? All the best words.
Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes.
That's it.
I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did.
Perfect for Florida in the summertime.
How great would that swampy. Be?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Good times.
These tweets today are just, people are losing their minds. Because he's really going off the rails now. If someone was saying that stuff, pushing a shopping cart, you'd have him committed.
Yeah.
He's got the codes.
He's
got the nuclear football.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
All right.
And he doesn't like mosquitoes.
I know you guys do your great news, your little great news segment.
Right.
Uh-huh. That was spectacular today.
Thank you.
It's great news, right?
Here's some great news. Amazon's Prime Day sale, right? No?
Mm-mm.
You guys don't love Prime Day?
No, because everything's usually gone. It's, it's
rough.
Why
do you got to poop all over
Prime
Day?
I love Amazon Prime, but Prime Day, I just...
Prime Day's the best. Hundreds of thousands of items are on sale for Amazon Prime members. Anyway, they just announced July 11th will be this year's Prime Day, so get your fingers limbered up. Get ready for some cyber shopping. Here's a little tip from your old pal, Ralph.
Get your fingers limbered up.
You got to start getting those deals in Prime Day. And speaking of internet purchases, congratulations to the one lucky Justin Bieber fan who attended a concert in Germany last Sunday. Bieber threw his shoes into the crowd. And the gentleman who caught the right sneaker promptly posted it on eBay. And the starting bid is $6,000 American.
Wow.
If you would like a Bieber shoe. So we'll keep track of that bid and over the next week or so and see what it finally settles for.
That's
By the
crazy.
Way, the left sneaker already has an Instagram account. It's called @theleftyeezy.
Of course it does.
And it has racked up over 6,500 followers on Instagram. So it's the world we live in.
Yep. So this person who caught the shoe, though, presumably is a Bieber fan, but not enough of a fan to want to keep the shoe as a souvenir.
Look. Money talks,
right?
Bieber walks.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
That's what they've always said. Speaking of money, I'm out of time, but when we get back, we're going to talk about some Star Wars props that were up for auction and what they sold for.
All right.
I think you'll be impressed.
While you're teasing next hour's showbiz beat, let me also say to you, Ralph, that one of our listeners kindly tweeted at us the Danielle Bregoli rap song.
Awesome.
That is just leaked.
Awesome. I could not be more excited.
And I know how much you and Kevin love the Cash Me Outside girl.
We want to cash her outside so bad.
Cash me outside. How about that?
I'll cash her inside, outside, wherever.
And it's really her, Bean?
It's really her.
I'm so excited.
And it's called Why You Hatin'.
Why You Hatin'.
Oh, Why You Hatin' from Danielle Bregoli. So I'm very excited to hear it along with you when you come back with the show.
Can't wait. Fair enough. Today's celebrity birthdays, Gary Busey, 73 years old today. Brett McKenzie, Flight of the Conchords fame, is 41. Nicole Scherzinger, she's a pussycat doll, 39. And Colin Jost from SNL is 35. I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
K-Rock, LA and OC's alternative rock.
It's like lame and it's like stupid and it's dumb.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Radio.com.
There are a couple different ways to hear the great Jim Rome doing sports. JimRome.com, 9 till noon, or you can stream one of the fine radio stations across America playing it, or catch up with the podcast on Play.it or iTunes, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle, with all the best sound bites and takes and interviews and calls and so much more. Jim joins us every Thursday at this time on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, sir?
Kevin and Bean, what's up, fam?
Good morning, guys.
Well, there's a lot in the Clipper Nation is one that I want to hear your take on, because this has been a disastrous week for the franchise that they always felt was so close to just turning the corner. And now it looks like it's a long ways away, Jim.
Well, they were, and now they're not. Remember how many times we talked about whether or not they should bust that team up?
Right.
Well, Chris Paul answered the question for us by breaking it up himself. He goes to the team. He says he's going to sign with the Houston Rockets as a free agent, so they better move him so they get something in return, and that's exactly how that went down. So the bottom line is this. Paul is a great player, but he's been wrapped as a guy who can't win the big one. He knows it, just as he knows he was never going to win the big one with the Clippers, especially after that meltdown in 2015 against the Rockets. So he is bouncing. It's a legacy play, and at the end of the day, he decided he would rather ball with James Harden than Blake Griffin, and who wouldn't? It's a no-brainer.
So he does have a much better chance of success in Houston than in staying in Los Angeles.
I'm going to say a better chance. I mean, that moves them closer to the Golden State Warriors, but they're not going to match up and beat them. But certainly he had no chance whatsoever with the Clippers. He's 32. He's on the clock. So it's going to give him a better chance, but it's certainly not a lock.
Now, Blake Griffin is a free agent, right?
Yes, he is.
And is he going to come back to the Clippers?
All right, so now what the Clippers do now, what they have to do now is they have to go to Blake Griffin and say, hey, look, we can still build this thing around you. You can have success here. It can work. But I think Blake Griffin's going to look at the situation there and say, and do I want to stay with the Clippers or do I want to go to the East where I can go to Miami, for instance, be in South Florida, no state income tax, and the East is so much easier to deal with than the West, or maybe he ends up in Boston too. So they'll try to get him to stay, but I'm not sure he will. And then if he doesn't, it's one thing to break this thing up. That's dropping a bomb on the whole thing, because if he's gone, then you have to move DeAndre Jordan. J.J. Redick's on his way out the door, and they are left with nobody but Sanchez.
And then we're where we were like 6-7 years ago with the Clippers, right?
Exactly right. So because the worst place to be, even if you get Blake to stay, then you're stuck in the middle. I mean, give me an A or give me an F, but don't be a C, because if you're stuck in the middle, you're stuck going nowhere. You're in quicksand. You never get that great draft pick. Better to bottom out and suck and then just go into the tank and start over. I would rather drop a bomb on this thing and start from the very beginning than to be stuck in the middle, which is where they'll be, I think, if Blake comes back.
I feel like Blake also, for the same reason as Chris Paul, would want to go someplace where he might be able to win a championship.
I mean, that's the thing. See, the thing that I like about Houston is at least they're not rolling over and saying, we can't compete with Golden State, so let's just play for second place. So let's play for third place. Let's age out. I mean, these guys are going at it, so Blake's going to have to try and hook on with somebody else who might afford him that opportunity. I mean, I got news, Clipper Nation. You had your shot. The window was open. Yeah. It's slammed shut. It's painted shut. It's nailed shut. It's not happening. I don't know why you'd stay at this point.
And obviously, this is coming from Jerry West, too, right? I mean, he's the man who would be involved. He and Doc would be involved in this decision, right? He thinks this is the way to go.
I think what's going to be interesting is what happens to Doc, because Doc's had a big hammer. Doc's had a lot of power, and now Jerry West is coming in. And then if you look at some of the speculation, and I'm not sure what's true and what's not true, but there is that speculation and a report that one of the reasons that Chris Paul bounced is he resented Doc. He resented that Doc's son Austin was there and getting preferential treatment. So if this is all true and Paul is leaving and West is coming in, you have to wonder what that does to Doc Rivers' power base. It can't help, I don't think.
That's a good point. Talking to Jim Rome here on the Kevin and Bean Show, like we do at this time every Thursday. Let's switch gears to New York right now. Boy, what a tough 3 years for Phil Jackson trying to lead the New York Knicks there. It's finally over. The triangle offense. Triangle offense is now dead for good, right?
Actually, I don't think it was tough at all. That guy didn't do a damn thing for 3 years and got paid every single day.
Yeah.
Good work if you can get it. I mean, this dude came to work every day with a Glock and a ski mask. That's on the days that he actually came to work. This guy stole $12 million a year from James Dolan, and now he's going to get another $24 million to sit on his ass for the next 2 years, which is essentially what he did for the last 3 years.
They're
in fact,
paying
nothing. Doing nothing would be an improvement over what he'd been doing for the last 3 years. They're paying this guy to go away. $12 million a year to do nothing.
Wow. He was a detriment to the team in your eyes then, Jim.
Oh, dude, he practically wrecked that team. I mean, this is a guy that reportedly would fall asleep when a prospect worked out for him before the draft. The guy fell asleep, so let's give him that. I mean, give the old man some freaking credit. I mean, for real.
Give them some credit. I mean, for real.
Bottom line, he was supposed to just spread his 11 championship rings across the table and get any coach and any free agent he wanted, but no one who mattered wanted anything to do with this arrogant old man who continued to jam that triangle. You can call it an offense. You can call it a defense. I'm going to call it an outdated system that nobody wanted to play.
Yeah,
so this,
exactly.
The game changed dramatically, and this old fool was too busy polishing his rings and telling people to get the hell off his lawn to change with it.
Does he land any place else, or is he done?
Yeah, man, on a beach, counting his money, up in the mountains in Montana, in a teepee, smoking peyote, I don't know, wherever he wants.
I mean, he's been making, he made an attempt at retiring once before and then came out of it. So
can I tell you this, what happened? I don't think he wanted that job. I really think that he was happy being retired. He had his money, he had his legacy, he had his rings. He didn't want that job, but they've come to him and saying, we'll give you six, we'll give you seven, we'll give you 10. Geez, Phil, how much money do you need? I don't know. If you give me $12 million a year, I'll do it. Fine, you got it. Oh, damn, now I have to work. I really don't think he ever wanted the gig. He just didn't want to say no to the paycheck.
And now he still gets the paycheck and doesn't have the gig. That's sweet.
Does
that's
this tarnish his legacy at all to you?
Yeah, hell yes, it does. To me, it does. I mean, it got cracked. Here's the problem with Phil. I think that he always thought that he was the smartest guy in the room and always got too much credit when the guys doing work around him didn't get enough. He never built any of those teams. Mm-hmm. The guy that he used to kill in Chicago, Jerry Krause, built the teams. The guy he couldn't get along with here in L.A., Jerry West, built the team. He was a great coach, but he never built any of these teams, and he thought he could do it, and he couldn't.
That's a hot take right there, Jim. That's real
right?
good.
Right? Yeah. Rack me.
All right. Rack me. Do we have time for your favorite story?
Can I get some fire for myself?
Let's take our final minute here, Jim, and talk about your favorite story of the week.
I think we're out of time.
That is UFC fighter Justine Kish. What happened, Jim?
All right, so in case you didn't see this, I think that your listeners are way more sophisticated than mine and can handle this. Felice Herrig got Justine Kish in a rear naked chokehold in the third round of their fight this weekend. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it was brutal. She's not getting out of it. But not only did she get out of it, she was able to do so, but in doing so, something passed out of her. And I don't know how to say this other than to say, well, it was a growler. A growler on the mat. Now, needless to say, I mean, she did. And folks out there having a field day at her expense. Let me just say this very quickly. I have no idea why. I have so much respect for her. She was being strangled, fighting to stay conscious, and something totally out of her control happened. I'm shocked it doesn't happen more often. So she inadvertently dropped a growler in the cage. That's not the point, all right? The point here is she kept fighting. She didn't tap after the choke. Believe me, if an MMAer had a choke on any of us or anybody listening, the same thing would happen and probably worse. So, Bean, do not come up in here and ask me a former boxer, Peter McNeely, had a take on what happened.
If any one of you doesn't respect me or what I'm doing or what I've been doing for the last 3 months since someone's been asked, and going against a guy like this, you have a big dump in your pants.
Don't bring that around here. And best of all, guys, to tag this thing, she tweeted after the fight, quote, "I am a warrior and I will never quit. Hashtag bleep happens. Ha ha, back soon." And she went with the full S bomb.
Awesome.
I love her.
Good. That's awesome.
That is very
awesome.
Funny.
Justine Kish, legend.
Love it. That is very funny. All right, Jim, have a great show today, 9 till noon. JimRome.com. Check out the podcast wherever you get your podcast, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you, sir.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Side effects may include unpleasant taste, headache, dizziness, and morning drowsiness.
K-Rock, LA, and OC's alternative rock.
Bob Dole says you people have a lot of problems.
Bob Dole?
Yeah, that's right. Bob Dole's here. Bob Dole's
here
again.
Aren't you 93 years old, Senator?
I don't understand the question.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. What does that mean? What does that mean?
We're giving away some tickets to Foo Fighters at Cal Jam 17, and you also are eligible if you win those tickets to see the band again in New Orleans, Louisiana. You ever been there, Senator?
Bob Dole loves New Orleans. He loves crawdads and gumbo.
Okay, well, I'm glad
Bob Dole's big gumbo fan.
I'm glad that you are here because you're going to help us give away these tickets. We have callers on the line. The game is called Rhymes with Grohl.
Rhymes with Grohl, Grohl. Rhymes with Grohl.
Okay, that's enough. We love this game so much. We have so much confidence in it that we do it every 6 years, whether we need it or not.
Yeah.
Senator, how's the game played, sir?
Bob Dole will ask you a trivia question, and the answer will rhyme with Grohl.
Rhyme with Grohl. That's the hint there.
Apparently, somebody named Grohl was in the Foo Fighters.
Yes, Dave Grohl, right.
Dave
right.
Grohl. Right. Okay.
Bob Grohl doesn't know Foo Fighters.
Okay. who's your favorite musical act, Senator?
Lawrence Welk.
Okay. Let's meet our first contestant, shall we?
Let's start with Kamel. She is a photographer. She is from Montebello. Hi, Kamel.
Hi.
Kamel, Bob Dole's a question for you. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. This is the capital of South Korea, a huge metropolis where modern skyscrapers meet ancient Buddhist temples.
Oh, goodness. I am terrible at geography.
Yeah, well, it rhymes with Grohl, if that helps.
If that helps, it rhymes with Grohl.
It's a South Korean city that rhymes with Grohl.
Coal.
I mean, technically, that rhymes with Grohl.
It does rhyme with Grohl.
But that's incorrect.
Seoul, South Korea is the name of it. Seoul.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for playing.
Not a big MASH fan.
All right. Let's go to...
We talk about that a lot in MASH. It comes up quite a bit in MASH, the TV series. That city is talked about in MASH.
Right. Let's go to...
By Hawkeye.
Let's go to Karen in Los Angeles.
Sometimes Trapper John.
Student at CSUN. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Here's your question from Bob Dole. Whether it's a colt or a filly, a baby horse is commonly referred to by this term until it is 1 year old.
Sorry, I couldn't hear.
All right. Bob Dole's going to repeat it just once. Whether it's a colt or a filly, a baby horse is commonly referred to by this term until it is 1 year old.
A foal?
Foal.
Nicely
correct.
Done.
Rhymes with Grohl.
Right.
Sure does. Yeah.
Foal.
Thank you.
That's great. Karen is on the board. Who's next?
Amy is an accountant from Redondo Beach. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Amy. Bob Dole has a question for you. You ready?
Yes.
All right. This Billy didn't start the fire, so this piano man is an innocent man, whether he's with an uptown girl or a modern woman.
Joel.
Joel. That's correct.
Nicely done.
Rhymes with Grohl.
You write the questions yourself, Senator? That's very impressive.
And my staff did.
Let's go to Patrick in Santa Clarita. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Patrick, here's your question. Even though hockey is great and soccer is awful, they both share this common scoring term.
I think that would be goal!
Pretty sweet.
Points for delivery.
Well done. Patrick had no idea when he woke up this morning he'd be talking to the man who ran for vice president in 1976 with Gerald Ford.
But look at me. Look, I'm holding a pen.
All right, let's go to Herman, a machinist in Eastville. Hi, Herman.
How did you? What's up, Dan?
Who's Dan?
You mean Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I don't have a lot of hope for Herman. Here we go.
What's up, Dan?
Here's your question, Herman. This singing Paula had a 1997 hit song of hers used as the TV theme to Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the audio clue.
It would be
nope.
Oh, here we go. Ready?
Here we go. All right.
What do you think there, Herman?
Paula blank rhymes with Grohl.
He got me on that one.
Yeah, take a guess. Just say something that rhymes with Grohl.
Paula Troll.
Oh, so close, Dan.
I loved her. She was one of my favorites. Cole. Cole was the last name we're looking for. Paula Cole.
All right. Thank you, Herman.
Thank you for playing. Hey, Senator, put the pen down. I want to shake your hand. Could I please? It's such an honor to meet you.
File.
Right?
Right.
Let's go to Rob in Orange. Hi, Rob.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Rob.
Say hi to Dan.
Bob Dole has a question for you. Here we go. This region of space-time is black because it has such a strong gravitational effect that nothing, not even light, can escape from inside it.
It's a black hole.
Hole.
Yes.
That's right. Hole.
Nicely done.
Hole.
Right. I don't like hole. Bob Dole saying that word.
Love a good hole.
I think we have time for just one more contestant, Bob.
All right. That's good because I have just one more question.
Let's go to Chris. He is a machinist from Rancho Cucamonga. Hi, Chris.
Hi, morning.
Chris, Bob Dole's a question for you. Here you go.
Okay.
This is a cave-dwelling creature from Norse mythology, but these days it's probably best known for upsetting people on the internet. What is it?
Troll.
Troll.
Troll is correct.
Troll. Troll.
Like that singer Paula Troll.
Paula
right?
Troll, I remember her. Okay. Yeah, she had that Dawson's Creek sound.
She's the best. All right, so Chris is a yes. Rob, Patrick, Amy, and Karen, they all knew what rhymed with Grohl. They're all in the drawing to win tickets to see Foo Fighters and all the rest at their great show coming up in October and be qualified to see them in New Orleans as well. Miss Allie McKay, who is our winner, please?
The winner is Rob.
Rob.
Congratulations, Rob.
All right, thank you,
what
guys.
What about Dan? Didn't Dan win?
Dan didn't.
Dan
should
win.
Rhymes with grow.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Really bad.
LA and OC's alternative rock. K-R-O-Q.
Who's working harder than Andy Samberg these days, you guys? I mean, it's crazy. Producing and acting and rapping and winning Emmys and doing the Brooklyn Nine-Nine and now with this new film on HBO on Saturday, July 8th called Tour de Pharmacy. Always exciting to welcome the Lonely Island's Andy Samberg back to the Kevin Bean Sean Kerouac. How are you, Andy?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Well, always fun to catch up with you. Great idea for this movie, Tour de Pharmacy. You have to tell us where. I'm always fascinated with that moment of inspiration where the light bulb went off over your head and you said, yes, got to do it.
Well, me and my buddy Murray Miller, we did the 7 Days in Hell one, the one about Wimbledon,
right,
with HBO. And we decided, hey, maybe do like a comedy 30 for 30 banner and really just do more of these. And we said, okay, great, what's the next one? And when we said cycling, that one seemed good for comedy.
Because you can make fun of guys on bicycles, and you can also make fun of the French at the same time.
Yes, French, spandex, and tons of drugs. So it seemed like a good cocktail of comedy.
Now, you, of course, are one of the writers in this 1982 Tour de France that you guys spotlight in the film. And you spent a lot of time personally riding a bike doing this. What was that like for you, just as a guy who's getting up and going to work in the morning?
Well, as a comedian, I can tell you, it was horrible. And I was very bad at it. And we have other cast members in it who are really proficient cyclists, like Orlando Bloom and James Marsden and people like that. And they actually ride, like, incredibly long distances.
Right.
Know how to ride bikes. We did scenes where, like, we're all getting massages and they're just ripped. And then there was also me there. I was also there.
You're sure. Also there, yeah.
And, you know, we tried to write it in a way where it made sense that
sure.
I looked not like a cyclist and was huffing and puffing the whole time. It was also 120 degrees when we shot.
Oh, no. One of the things that has always been fun about the Lonely Island videos when you guys do those is the crazy celebrities that you're able to, you know, to drag into your nonsense. And this, I mean, have you ever been involved in anything that's as star-studded as Tour de Pharmacy, Andy?
I'm going to just say no, because I want people to watch it.
Right.
That's probably a pretty good answer.
But it is stacked. It is stacked. We have a lot of really cool people and a lot of different types of people. And everybody's funny. We edited it together real nice. I'm happy with it.
I just love that part of your job one day was waking up and going, hey, go get me Dolph Lundgren. I mean, that's a sentence that was said in your company.
Well, the fun part about this one, the way that we put it together was, you know, it took place in 82, and then you have the talking head interviews present day. So we had, like, the present day versions of the older day riders. So, like, for me, present day is Jeff Goldblum.
Awesome.
And for John Cena, present day is Dolph Lundgren and stuff like that. So it plays really fun that way.
We're talking to Andy Samberg, the movie Tour de Pharmacy, by the way. It's not a movie as much as it is. What is it, about 40 minutes, I want to see, Andy, something like that?
Yeah, exactly. It's just
okay.
Like a little comedy section.
Yeah, it'll be on Saturday, July 8th. And one of the things that's gotten a lot of attention since the trailer first came out is Lance Armstrong being in the movie, kind of poking fun of doping at the Tour de France, which a lot of people think maybe is kind of uncool of him, of all people, to be making that joke.
It's cycling, though.
Yeah, that's his call. I mean, we wrote it, and, you know, my buddy Murray wrote an idea for him to be in it, and we laughed really hard, and we were like, man, I wonder if he would do it. So we called him, and he was like, yeah, this seems funny.
There wasn't more thought to that, because I feel like, you know, maybe a lot of people are still angry at him. I don't know. That's a weird thing.
Yeah. I'm sure some people are. I mean, all we do is try and make it funny and make people go, whoa, that's crazy. I should check that out, and I wonder if I'll like that or if I won't like that.
Right. He's really funny in the movie. Yeah, he's really funny. I'm not saying he's not. You ought to do yourself a favor. I don't know how much you care about or watch reviews, Andy, but you should go on the bicycle websites, the sites dedicated to cycling, and see what they are saying about the movie. It's really funny.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's going to.
Is it good funny or is it bad funny, Bean?
Well, look, I mean, this is their life. These are people who are dedicated to cycling, and they're very nervous about it. They think it's really funny, but they're like, I can understand if people hate Andy Samberg now, you know, for what he's doing to us. And I just thought, what a badge of honor to have the cycling community turn against you.
Well, I remember, actually, after 7 days in hell, I hated tennis. So I get it. What? This is insane.
Oh, I see.
All right, before we go, hey, quick plug, Andy, before we go, because I know you got another, you churn them out, man. You got another project coming out in theaters at the end of July. This is Brigsby Bear with another great, hilarious cast. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah. That's something that was written by Kyle Mooney from SNL and, you know, his Good Neighbor guys that we've been buddies with for a while. And his buddy Dave McCrary, who's from Good Neighbor, also directed it. And they brought a script to us to Lonely Island, and they were like, you know, we want to make this. And we, along with Phil Lord and Chris Miller, helped them produce it. And it went to Sundance, and it went to Cannes.
Oh, my.
And everyone's loving it. And it stars Kyle, and he's hilarious, and it's a really funny, weird, sweet movie.
You're like
holy cow.
It's definitely cool.
You're like running Hollywood right now. What's happening with you?
I mean, it's sort of in like a mid-level.
Yeah. You should check out some of the bear websites, see what they're saying about you.
I think if I looked up bear websites, I'd find many different.
Very different. Very different.
Brigsby Bear, July 28th with Andy Samberg. Another great cast, by the way. Greg Kinnear, Kyle Mooney, you mentioned. Matt Walsh from Veep is on it. Claire Danes. Mark Hamill's in the movie. Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. So much good stuff going on in the world. Oh, Andy Samberg.
Mark Hamill is so good in it.
Yeah, awesome. Can't wait to see that as well. And Tour de Pharmacy debuts Saturday, July 8th at 10 on HBO. It's very funny, you guys. You're really going to like it. Andy, thanks for squeezing in some time for the Kevin and Bean Show today. We enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me. I missed you guys.
Thank you, man.
A grotesque monstrosity.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Born of relentless inbreeding. Chronically flatulent.
K-Rock.
All right, we're going to make this very quick and very painless. If you're like my man Kevin here and you don't watch the news because you're a kid, maybe you've just heard these words, healthcare, blah, 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 and you've tuned out. Let's take 3 minutes with the great Dr. Drew Pinsky, who knows everything about all things, to bring us up to speed with what the hell is going on with the Senate healthcare bill. They decided not to vote on it ahead of the 4th of July. They're going to try to vote on it before the August research and overturn Obamacare for Trump care. Dr. Drew, I know it's an incredibly complicated issue, but give me some opening remarks on your thoughts.
All right, Ben. Thank you for letting me distill down something that's unmanageable into 3 minutes. But my fear is that people don't just hear blah, 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 health care, but they hear blah, 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 people are going to die, hundreds of thousands dead in the streets. That's my first sort of criticism of this entire conversation, which
okay.
is people will not die. Here's the reality. If we don't do something, there will be millions of people, tens of millions of people, uninsured because insurance companies are going to get out of the business of giving health insurance. They're just not going to provide it. It's not a business that is viable in the current structure. So
Whoa.
Something has to change. Now, unfortunately, what's being proposed is something that will also decertify tens of millions of people, and then the senators get on the horn and start claiming that it will kill hundreds of thousands of people. People do not die in America. If you need help, it's an offensive remark to my profession and my colleagues that run hospitals or work in hospitals to say that. If somebody shows up in need at a doctor's office or a hospital, we are required to take care of them regardless of ability to pay.
So when that's thrown around, it's just hyperbole by opponents of the bill.
It is. Anyone that pulls into that rhetoric, just don't listen to them. It's disgusting. Now, what it will do, though, is scare people, just much the way all kinds of things that are out there in the press scare people, and they may stay away too long from health care, or they may be fearful they're going to be encumbered by health care, and there are real issues that can affect people's health care. But it's not because people won't be treated or are going to die in the street. Do not listen to that nonsense. If you need health care, show up. We will treat you, period.
But when you say that, you mean that's just people going to the emergency room, though, instead of being able to afford going to a doctor or a hospital for regular treatment, right?
We will treat. We are required to treat if you show up. Just don't worry about that. The problem is, how does it get paid for, and how do we reduce people's anxiety about it? How do we streamline the access, and how do we make the access better? That's why you get so excited about things like HEAL, because there's something that adds to the efficiency of this system. People aren't talking about those kinds of solutions. And look, there's a lot to be solved. We don't even know what's in the bill. None of us do. And that's the most important thing for everyone to remember, is that there's going to be some kind of compromise when they're all done. We have to decide, is insurance something that insures us against financial catastrophe, or is healthcare insurance an entitlement that's going to provide us coverage for every little thing, including our cavities? We really need to think about that. Personally, I think it ought to be mostly, you ought to have a choice, frankly. You ought to have a choice. And so some sort of compromise does need to be made. And I'm sure that something will be done, because it has to be done.
That is a very interesting way to put it there. You have to define what insurance is and what it should be. All right, let me ask you this. One of the major complaints about Obamacare was that it forced people to buy insurance even if they were young and healthy and they didn't want to.
Right.
Was that a good idea?
Well, no, they were penalizing, actually financially penalizing people if they didn't sign up. And then people were gaming the system and only
signing up. Should it be my choice if I'm young and healthy and don't want to spend part of my meager income on insurance?
Look, if I were fighting this fight out politically, one of the first things I would say is, look, it's not American to force people to do this. This is constricting our freedoms.
Right.
However, the new bill does have certain provisions that require people to sign up. So I don't see them abandoning those sorts of requirements. I just think there won't be the same inducements. There won't be kind of fines, and I think generally people are being tired of their being bullied and their freedoms being infringed upon. And I think that is what is at issue with the unhappiness people have with the current healthcare system.
Well, I know it's a very complicated issue, and I promise we wouldn't spend more than 3 minutes on it. But I will tell you that it was a worthwhile conversation to have, just because you put the specter of fear into me to think that insurance companies are voluntarily existing right now. It's very conceivable that companies would go, hey, this is not a moneymaker. I don't want to offer insurance.
Insurance is a business. And if they are not able to make a viable business out of it, they're going to pull out. And many insurers have pulled out because it is a bad business. Now, the ones left standing thought, well, at least we'll be able to squeeze out a little profit. Even those guys are getting out now. So there are many states that will not have insurers soon. When the president says it's going to implode, that's what he's talking about. And so it is going to happen unless something is done.
And this also affects people that get insurance through their job. Those people are not immune to this.
Listen, if there's no insurance carrier, there's no insurance carrier. But again, this is so complex. I mean, I am humbled by it. I absolutely do not know the solution. But I do know, I do believe there's going to be some choice involved. I believe we need to define what it is we're attempting to do here. And we need to get very realistic about it and not try to do all things for all people at all times. We just can't afford it.
Dr. Drew mentioned the HEAL app. That's one way to get a doctor in the comfort of your own home, on-demand house calls. Just download it wherever you get your apps. It's the HEAL app. Look at drdrew.com for all the podcasts and live appearances. And don't miss The Good Doctor with our friend Mike Cathwood, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 on 790 KABC. Good chat, Doc. Thanks for coming on.
See ya.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
They're all losers. I hate these guys.
K-Rock, L.A. and O.C.'s alternative rock.
We got time for one more look at the showbiz beat with our friend Ralph Garman, who steps in now. What's going on, Ralph?
You know, all I care about is making the listeners happy.
Well, that's what you're famous for, sure.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I want to read a quick email from Aaron Carey, one of our listeners.
Okay.
Says, I've been a loyal, faithful K-Rock listener since 1980, and of Kevin and Bean since its inception.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally hit my limit. It happened this morning on Ralph's showbiz beat at 8:55 a.m.
What'd I do?
I cannot tolerate one more second of airtime dedicated to the mouth-breathing, rude, self-entitled, illiterate nobody that has been popularized from an appearance on the Dr. Phil show, who should be rehabbing in juvenile hall instead of wasting resources, littering social media, and polluting my precious hearing with any noise that is emitted from her malformed mouth, live or in repeated sound clips.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Kevin!
I was just identifying.
This is what she's talking about.
Right, but I was identifying what she was talking about specifically so that people know.
I respectfully appeal to whatever might be left of any of your senses and urge you to heed my plea and not dedicate any more airtime to this underage mentor for deafness.
Amen.
What
I'm
is
with
her.
Her.
Name?
Erin Carey is her name.
I think Erin speaks for a lot of people.
I do too.
Including
USA,
me.
USA.
USA, Erin. Amen. Amen.
But
Erin. Catch me outside. How about that?
But catch me outside. How about that?
No, I don't think you. I'm with that guy.
On the other hand, everything else, it's not her.
Right, but.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Does that mean we're not going to listen to Why You Hating, her new rap song?
That's what it means.
That just dropped.
I think the audience has spoken,
Are
Ralph.
Are you kidding?
Why You Hating? Why? Hey, I like to ask Bean that question. Why are you hating?
Right?
Because I know what the deal is with this girl, and she's not worthy of our time or attention. That's
so
why.
Maybe you didn't pay attention
maybe
the first time
hear
we played the song.
Why are you hating? And you'd realize.
Just give it another go.
Catch me outside. How about that? Pay me your rent. That's a stat. You won't get it back. Oh, no. It's a wrap on that. It's a wrap on that. Getting green while you're hating. Why you hate? Roll lays, why you hate? Finna flex, why you hate? With my team, why you hate? Chasing dreams, why you hate? Shoes clean, why you hate?
Yeah.
Can you stop for this one second?
She's chasing dreams, why you hating?
Right?
Shoes are clean, why you hating?
Right?
Roll lays.
Why is Rolades hating?
That's the one that confused me. Look, I'm not saying we should spend any more time on this at all, but the list of things that she accuses of hating on her is pretty crazy, right?
Right?
All right, let's hear some more.
I'm so up, I'm elevated. Why you hate? Why you hate? I'm so up, I'm elevated. Getting green, why you hate? Chasing dreams, why you hate? Shoes clean, why you hate? I hit my lane, why you hate?
By the way, her shoes clean, why you hating? Why has that happened so much?
I don't understand that at all.
She mentions it repeatedly.
You bring your clean shoes out and be like, oh, those are clean. Here, let me stomp on those, scuff them up for you. Don't you hate that when they scuff up your clean shoes?
Cooking out the booth, not my pot pot. Bad and bougie, but no crock pot. All these weak rappers got a soft spot. I just pulled up in a slingshot.
Yeah.
And I'm gone. I stay fly like a drone. Wanna feature, hit my phone. Feel like auto, cause I'm in my zone. Get it, I get it, I just want a milli. One day my watches don't cost out too much.
Holy crap, that's annoying.
Whew. That's a nice pick to the ears.
Woo!
Sorry, Erin.
Well, Erin Carey, you'll be happy to know that Danielle Bregoli was in court yesterday in Delray Beach, Florida, and pleaded guilty to charges including grand theft, filing a false police report, and marijuana possession. How about that? So she's going to be sentenced during a hearing next month. She'll be sentenced during a hearing next month, so we'll find out how much time, if any, she'll have to do. But so at least that's going to happen to her. Erin, that's going to make you feel better, right?
Right.
Killing these beasts and there's raising suspicion. First they was sleep, now they all pay attention. Why they hate, why they hate? Cause I just left Atlantic Station.
Right.
Number one across the nation.
Number one across the nation.
Wait, is she number one across the nation?
Across the nation, Kevin.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. Just ask the nation.
Sorry, Erin.
We cool now, Erin? We good?
I don't think you...
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Okay.
Ryan Seacrest is playing hardball over there with American Idol.
Oh, they want him bad, right?
They want him bad. And he's raking him across the coals. Not only is he asking for a $15 million salary for this season, but he wants credit as executive producer of American Idol.
And is that because you get a percentage of even more profits if you're the producer?
It depends on what your deal is, of course, but it is an extra little bump. You do get a little extra cashish on the other end from that.
$15 million? I mean, the guy's got to live.
Right. He needs to make his money somewhere. He's obviously not making it as a host.
Right.
It's not like he doesn't already have 10 other jobs.
This apparently is a sticking point with the higher-ups at ABC. And Katy Perry apparently also wants that title. They're going to have a lot of executive producers.
Sure.
Lionel Richie apparently is ready to join the team as a judge. Great. And the third judge... Have you heard this rumor?
No.
Looks like he's going to round out the panel.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yep, absolutely right. Danielle Bregoli will pass judgment on other people.
Bobo.
Oh, no. Really?
I don't think we need to go down this rabbit hole.
I heard someone, but I don't think it was real.
You heard someone, but you don't think it was
Santa?
No.
The Tooth Fairy?
He's real. She's real.
Count Smokey Love.
Count Smokey
Love. He's real.
Sister Sledge.
All of Sister Sledge, yes.
I can't imagine.
Is this person in a band that was huge in the 80s?
Yes.
Oh, my God, no. Really?
Bill O'Reilly. You want to complete the, your guess, Allie? You just want to fish?
Is it Nikki Six?
Nikki Six of Motley Crue.
Huh.
That's but a
terrible
Nikki
choice.
Six.
That's not a...
That's
what?
A terrible choice.
Nikki Six of Why? Motley Crue.
Wait, what?
Cause. Girls, 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 right?
Right.
But look, he may have a tolerance for pop music, but we've never seen anything to suggest that that's the case. In other words, the kind of music he does, the kind of thing that he's into,
right,
his scene, is not somebody who's going to be picking the next, you know, the next rapper or whatever.
All those American Idol rappers?
Right.
What the hell,
Pete? I'm so tired of American Idol cranking out all those
much.
Rappers.
Right?
Yeah. Too much.
One after another after another.
Kelly Clarkson. Crazy.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Non-stop stream Jeez. Of rappers.
Why do some people tune out?
What's wrong with you?
Have you seen American Idol, Bean?
Do you know how it works?
Do you live in the world?
I am.
It's your
look.
Goddamn life, Bean.
My point is that I don't think Nikki Six is a good fit for that show.
Right.
No one's asking me. And you know what? I'm not even going to watch it, so it doesn't really matter if he's on it or not.
If they get Lionel Richie, he'll be super nice. Katy Perry's
Truly.
Also super nice.
Hello.
So they need someone mean.
Right.
Am I looking at him?
Ralph Garman?
Me?
Ralph Garman.
I think there has to be a modicum of celebrity in order to make that panel.
But not much.
Family Guy.
What happened? What?
You did voices on Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a nice selling point.
And you were the dead guy on House.
From the network that used to show American Idol. Here's the guy who does some voices on an animated show.
And you were that pirate that one time.
He's a pirate in La Volantula.
Jack? Jake?
You may remember John? Him as the Nazi mad scientist from Yoga Hosers.
See?
Please welcome.
And I'm sure you'd do it for less than $15
million. Hey, why are you trying to sabotage me here? Why are you trying to submarine me? Don't cut my legs out from under when I'm still in negotiations.
I didn't realize you were in negotiations.
I got to start at $15 million, gotcha. And then we let them work me down. Not
I got you.
But yeah, I'll do it for like 12. 12.5.
Dollars.
Yeah, you ain't wrong.
They're going to be putting a lot of money into this show. I wonder if people will tune in to see it.
Of course they will.
Really?
Wasn't it doing poorly?
Yes, I mean, but absence makes the heart grow fonder, and people say, oh, it's on a new network, a new guest, new host. I'm going to give it a try. Look, for a couple of weeks at least, I think you're going to get big numbers.
Right. And as Ralph has pointed out in the past, it was doing poorly only relative to its phenomenal success in the early years. It was doing well for a lot of other TV shows that are on with the ratings. It was just too expensive to keep for Fox to keep.
It's because of all the rappers.
Right?
All the rappers. Watch all those rappers they
spit out. Didn't Jay-Z come out of American Idol? Am I remembering that right?
Remember him spitting mad rhymes?
Yes, being Jay-Z.
Oh, my God.
I thought I remembered that. He was season 4.
There you go.
Right?
She's got.
Fire must cleanse us.
Yeah, it must. Amen. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Colin Jost is 35 years old today. From
he's your least favorite part of Saturday Night Live, right, Ralph?
I do not think he's good. Michael Che, I'm sure they're both really nice fellas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they do a lot for charity and things. But that Weekend Update is hard to get through.
It's not the strongest lineup they've ever had on the desk.
I find it easier just to not watch.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Well, actually, SNL, I got to say, you know, Bean and I have had this argument for many, many years, but I think this past season that just finished was one of its stronger ones, certainly in the most recent history
All right.
of the show. It's been fairly consistently funny this past season, except for that Weekend Update. 35 years old today. Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls is 39. Brett McKenzie. From Flight of the Conchords is 41, and actor Gary Busey is 73. Put Busey in that last chair on American Idol, right?
That'd be so great.
How great would he be? Dropping Buseyisms on everybody? Team, terrible energy always matters or something. He could just make up stuff.
I would actually watch the show if he was a judge.
I'd never stop watching.
Yep.
That's for free, American Idol. I just gave you that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out round to max of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home at 5 p.m. today on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. It's Friday, so we've got the movie beat. We also have your tickets for Cal Jam 17. Got a brand-new internet roundup. And the director of Baby Driver, Edgar
Yay!
Wright. In studio.
What?
In studio.
What?
That's tomorrow morning.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
That's dumb.
You're dumb.
Your face is dumb.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.